Silver Tower by Dale Brown. February 1992. The Pacific Ocean. 300 miles east of Tokyo, the aircraft carrier CV-64 USS Constellation rode the gentle swells of the North Pacific Ocean. She was cruising at only 6 knots, barely enough to maintain steerage way. The 30-year-old, 80,000-ton Kitty Hawk-class aircraft carrier was surrounded by an armada of 11 smaller support ships and other surface combatants arranged in a wide hexagon pattern. The Constellation itself was buzzing with activity. Poised for battle, 2 FA-18E Hornet fighter bombers were positioned in their catapults, engines running, ready for the steam-powered push that would shoot them from 0 to 140 knots in 3 seconds. 2 more F-18s on external power were parked just beyond the catapult blast deflectors, ready to take their places once the first 2 alert birds launched. The seas behind the huge carrier were patrolled by predators of a different sort. 3 Los Angeles-class nuclear attack submarines that hung virtually motionless in the warm Pacific currents. Each of the sub's 4 torpedo tubes was loaded with long-range ASW-SOW anti-submarine missile torpedoes, and each of the sub's vertical launch tubes was loaded with sub-harpoon anti-ship missiles. But the man in the skipper's chair on the bridge atop the Constellation's superstructure did not notice any of these special additions to the Constellation's battle group. He was peering intently at a 15-inch diameter radar scope, tracking 3 very large blips at its outer edge. The man looked up from the radar scope and squinted at the horizon, north between the American nuclear missile cruiser USS Long Beach and the tiny frigate USS Lockwood.
"I can just barely make them out, I think," the President of the United States.